There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you doing today, Sean?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a long but productive week, hasn't it?
I think we say that every week. So I don't know what's going on. We have a, just seems like it never, we never have a short week or.
So kind of, this will be a great topic. So today we're going to be talking about feeling overwhelmed, right? I know that all of us can feel overwhelmed from time to time.
Absolutely.
That's just the nature of it. And we have to learn how to, you know, control our emotions and, you know, and maybe adapt to things. But yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think the key to that was adapt and learn. We're going to get into it, but I mean, like, you know, having grit and tenacity and resiliency and all that's going to play into it. But it's, yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest with all our listeners and everything, you and I are no different than anybody else out there.
It's life.
And it might seem like we have... everything together all the time, but that's obviously not the truth. And you know, I think a lot of times they're like, "Man, how do you guys do it all? Like, how are you managing it all?" And to be honest, sometimes we suck at it. We just don't do well at it. And we might not, you know, portray that publicly all the time, but it, you know, that's what we wanted to do today, was just be vulnerable and hey, like. Yeah, there's times that it's a struggle too, just like anybody else. So,
yeah, for sure.
You want to go into why, you know, this topic and kind of where we've been, you know, this year and last year and kind of what led up to a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, 2020 and this year, it feels like we've taken a lot on. Mm-hmm. Last year, you know, it was, you know, all that fell on our plate with the pandemic. We had to, our company had to adapt pretty quickly to that, mm-hmm. on top of everything else that we had planned, such as my book and, you know, and this year we had the ice storm that fell on our plate. You know, things are going to happen regardless, right? You don't have these planned, you know, but, and then I entered this fitness competition, which is extreme discipline. And so I think I that's part of it is I think we are just high achievers, you know, and so we just throw more stuff on our plate, not thinking anything of it until it's overwhelming.
And that was, I think that was the key, is we learned that we thought we could just, yeah, we're high achievers. If we have a dull moment, we're like, okay, how can I feel it? Or what else can I do? And this year really showed that there's a limit to what we can take on. And I guess we had success in our property management businesses and development company, and we thought we could take on additional businesses, and we had the staff and resources, but it still involved a lot of you and I getting it off the ground and getting things spearheaded, and it took on more than we thought it would, I think, and anticipated. And we still have a family, we still have a marriage, we still have all these other things that we got to manage, and I think we realized that it was just too much this year. And so, I mean, you know, going back into 2020, we also, like Joni said, she wrote her book, she started a fitness competition this year, and last year we started two different new businesses, the plumbing company, Mr. Ritter Plumbing, and then we also started the remote team member business, and both were great ideas, and they were both needed, and they were both good ideas. And I'm not saying I have regrets, but I just, I, it was, start having five businesses and running five businesses took a ton of energy, time out of you, both you and I.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm. And then we had to manage the pandemic, and then our kids, you know, them being active in sports, and us just trying to dedicate as much time as we can. Some of the identifiers for you and I personally was like, you know, after a full day of work and all the energy it sucked out of us, and then, you know, giving as much as we can to our kids when we get home and all that,
we don't have time. Like, you and we're exhausted.
By the time you and I got to each other, it was just, we were on empty all the time. And and I think we've had some deep conversations about this. Like, hey, you can't keep coming to me on empty all the time, because that's not going to work. I can't get.
So I'm cut off this next year from doing anything.
I can't get your leftovers anymore. And it's true. Like, there's times I expressed to Joni, I felt like I was getting the leftovers. And to be honest, that felt like I wasn't a priority.
Yeah.
And I know that was hard for probably you to hear, and, you know.
It was, but I think also it was needed to hear, because, you know, I do tend to throw a lot of stuff on my plate, and, you know, the four things in our life that we say are the most important, which is, you know, our family, our business, our spiritual, right?
And our health,
those all, we're sacrificing that because we're just throwing a bunch of stuff on our plate. And me, you know, it's something I needed to hear that.
Yeah. I think there's times where you don't have to always be in balance. And you know, yes, you hear about balance and all that stuff, but realistically, if you want to excel in something, that you're probably going to be a little bit unbalanced, you know, to achieve it. And so I think there's different seasons in people's lives, and there's seasons for certain things. And so there's times where we might be heavily business because we're trying to grow and trying to start a business off the ground and something new. There's a season where we're going to be really heavily focused on family, but then we're out of the business a lot and just letting it run. Or there's a season where we're totally trying to lose weight and focus on fitness or spiritual life. And so there's, I think you're never 100% like equal balance or equal spending time in each one of them and energy. But I noticed, you know, we try to do our best and try to improve each one of those. But it was for this year, when we took on those additional businesses, they required so much additional time, and we thought we could also do the rest, and it was a real eye-opening.
Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest thing.
And I think, you know, and one of the, going back to, like, the identifiers, right? Like, I think we also, for our listeners, like, we need to identify, like, what is causing us to feel overwhelmed, right? And really kind of reflect on that, because I think that, I mean, is it home, relationship, you know, work? What is it that's causing you to feel overwhelmed before you can try to fix that?
And so how do you do it? Just like with, again, your journal and meditation, or where do you find?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, you know, quiet time, meditation, and really kind of, you know, sensing, okay, like where am I? And that, because I think and asking yourself, do I have control over these things? You know, like, can I control being overwhelmed? Or, you know, am I stressed out? For example, am I stressed out because, you know, I can't get to work on time? Well, I mean, can I get up earlier? What are some things that I could do to make the process better and easier? Right.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was quiet time, and I had to, like, reflect, like, you know, why was I feeling like empty, or why was I feeling, you know, I don't know, inadequate, or I don't know what the right word is.
Or that you weren't a priority.
Yeah, yeah. And where was that coming from? Because I think you can lash out, you know, and show, there's a reaction to it, but where was the real result?
Right.
For me, it was just like, I didn't feel like a priority. I was getting the leftovers. And I'm not saying I want you to put me over, you know, everything else. It was just, hey, there's only so much we can do. There's only so much energy, and we need to figure out how can you readjust your time? Does it, you know, one of the big reasons why we got brought on a COO is to, you know, alleviate us from the daily operations of business. And it's taking time. And we knew that wasn't going to be like, hey, you make a hire and all of a sudden you're done and you're spending 2 days in the office. We will get there, but we're not there yet. And right. It's going to take time. He's got to learn the business. He's got to learn. It was a new industry. So there's certain things that's going to take time that we're going to have to, show him, walk him through things and examples and scenarios and experiences so he can understand, what's going on, and then let him run it, and there'll be a time and there'll be a season where you and I can, spend less time in the office. And at that point, I'll have to find hobbies and other things that I need to fill that time with. But right now, this year, it was like, hey, we need to, our business is requiring this because there are two startup companies. We had to invest that. So that means personally, we probably don't other, because we're never going to take away from our kids or our relationship. So we're going to have to figure out other ways to minimize. It might be less travel for us. It might be not doing any more fitness competition. because that took a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, it did. It takes, extreme discipline. Training 3-4 days a week and taking away from the family. And, yeah, it definitely does. So, yeah, I mean, I think part of it, too, is when we're feeling overwhelmed to what we forget about being present and in the moment. Like, that's part of being mindfulness, being mindful, right? Like, and oftentimes you just need a reset.
Yeah.
Right. And so if it is taking a small vacation or, something just to reset yourself and reset your priorities. And because I think with so many things just getting thrown at your plate, you're like, I can't handle it anymore. Right. Yeah. So you need to kind of put yourself in check, be present and in the moment if you're with your family or with, your spouse, your kids, being present. I think we have to just remember that.
Yeah. And the something else I think would help or benefit, to make a difference and to create change so you're not feeling overwhelmed is say no a lot more. Mm-hmm. So like you were saying, you're everything's being thrown at you, you're being asked to do different things. There's a lot of things, times that we just, even though they might be good, they might not be great things for you in your life at that point.
Yeah. That's hard. I mean, that's not easy.
No, you're the one that gets us sucked into all this stuff. Johnny's like, yeah, sign me up. Yes, let's do that. I'm like, and then we had a hard, that was another, some just recently, the last 2 weeks, we had some interesting conversations, some difficult conversations between the two of us because we're like, Joni was like, hey, I agree to do this and this and this. And it's like, well, okay, great. And she's like, yeah, so I need you to be, help me with this presentation. We're going to speak at this. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for that. So are you speaking? Because I ain't speaking.
yes, it is something that I'm struggling with is to say no, but yeah. I'm working on that.
Because, I mean, going back to our priorities, for Joni and I, it's really – faith, family, our businesses, and then health. And, a lot of that's going to get sucked up. Almost our entire life is sucked up into those four priorities, or all of it is. And so really outside, we just don't have a lot of time extra for things. And that's, and it's difficult. And there's times with family we have to say no. There's times with friends. They're all good people. And, they want to hang out with us, or they want us to be involved, or they want us to help their charity and all that. And there's times we just have to say no because it's going to take away from what we really want to accomplish in life. And so you got to have those difficult conversations and say no, or just not at this time. And there'll be seasons and there'll be times where you have more time to do it. But
And also going with, I think what you said is 100%. I agree with that. And one point I want to make as well is like, if you're an entrepreneur, or, in business, and this goes back to the businesses that we started this past year, right? Because you and I are just high achievers. And so anything that's thrown at us, any business, and you're like, oh, like we can make money here, we can make money there, we can, but at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, is it taking you out of focus, right? Is it something that you need to do? Is it going to help your business, or is it just, one of those shiny objects that, you know, you're going to chase. And those are going to come all the time. And you got to be willing to say, you know what? This is going to take me out of focus on my business. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I mean, as the more successful you get, the more opportunities are going to be presented to you. Actually, the more no's you have to say.
Yeah.
Because, yeah,
it goes back to that too.
And they're all great and they probably will be a successful business for some, but it might not be what's right for you at that point. And yeah, it will distract you. Mm-hmm. You know, when we took on, you know, like example, the plumbing company, that was way more than I ever endured. There was, it's harder than I ever thought it would be. It was harder to manage. It was new people, new types of individuals to manage. And even though I wasn't, I'm not in the day-to-day management, I still have to like oversee at the higher level and help them and coach and support mm-hmm. the managers. And they were struggling, you know, and it was just a total new industry for us that we didn't know what we didn't know. And
yeah.
And it sucked a lot of time out of me, which again, takes away from what I want to do, which is develop houses and build.
Right.
And
all that. It takes away from that. So yeah.
I spent way too much time.
Right.
And well, I'm more than I thought. Mm-hmm. And I've learned my lesson. Yeah. And yeah.
With that too, I think you also have to be very careful on who you listen to, who your outside, you know, influences yeah. are. Right. Because, point. You know, yeah, everybody's like, go get it, Sean. Like, yeah, this you should be starting this plumbing company because you're going to make a lot of shit. Oh, sorry. A lot of money, right?
Yeah.
But then they don't know what they don't know because they've never started a business, correct. Right? And so you got to be really careful with who you influence yourself with and really ask, like, you know, who are your true mentors? Who are your mentors yeah. out there that you can ask for advice?
Yeah, people that have been there and that, right. yeah, that have done it and they've already experienced it or... Right. They know what you don't know
yeah.
and can walk you through some of that. But yeah, the...
Or to say, hey, you're crazy. This is yeah. not, you know, this is not part of your business, not what you do every day. Why would you challenge you? Mm-hmm. Somebody that's going to challenge, like, why you're going to do this.
Correct. And the... Something that what happened to us last year was we started the plumbing company and then, like, 3 months later, we got approached to acquire the remote team member business. That wasn't even on our radar.
No.
And going back, I would have loved to spend more time on the remote team member because I think it has more potential than the plumbing company. So it was like, you know, you're going to sometimes miss opportunities or
yes.
you're because you're so busy with whatever you started, sometimes you're going to miss opportunities or you're going to be spending so much time on it, you're not going to really
I totally agree with that.
I wouldn't have started the plumbing company if I would have known.
Right. That's the whole point of why you just don't go for any shiny object right. because you're going to miss, there might be an opportunity right next door that you have to pass on because you just went for a shiny object that just didn't make sense, you know, for you at all.
Correct. Some other things, you know, we wrote down to help alleviate you from feeling overwhelmed was like eliminate time wasters mm-hmm. out of your life. So if there's things you can do, Joni and I have tried to do everything, you know, as far as like shoppers for us at shopping and anything that again, doesn't those four yeah. pillars, we've tried to outsource.
Well, in business and, you know, in personal life, like something that I do and has helped me is like, write like a log, you know, like a diary of what you do yeah. Every hour, you know, and are those items that you can maybe delegate to somebody else, whether it's an employee, whether it's your nanny, whether it's your, you know, your shopper, whoever, to help you so you can have more time to do what's important.
Mm-hmm. So try to outsource everything. I mean, unless you get a lot of pleasure out of mowing your grass, it's probably a time waster. There's also stuff, you know, social media and TV. All those are big time wasters. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just monitor them. I mean, I love to watch TV. We like to get on social mm-hmm. media, but they can really suck you in and waste a lot of vulnerable time if you're. And be careful too with the social media as far as feeling overwhelmed. I know whenever I've some at times have felt overwhelmed, I know I can trace it back to, you know, I was, you know, watching people on social media is a killer at this because mm-hmm. people are showing their best images of themselves
right.
all the time. And so, and then you, if they're negative, you probably not, you're probably like scrolling over through them because you don't want to hear all their negative rants and stuff. But, you know, for the most part, it's every, all the things that are going great. And it can make you feel overwhelmed because you look at your life and you're like, man, I'm not accomplishing as much as they are. And be honest, you know, when you really look and if you were to spend time with those people, they're still struggling just like you are. They're having issues and their life's still happening to them just like, you know, you're going through. They might have some success there in that area of their life, but their marriage could be a total wreck, or they could be having great success, fitness wise, but you know, their business is failing. Mm-hmm. And so like there's, you don't know what you are not seeing. So
I think with that, you just have, yes. And you have to really focus on yourself. Like, you know, don't worry about everybody else out there, because they're not worried about you. You know, so you just need to focus on yourself and how you can be better.
Correct.
That's each awesome. Day, how you can improve.
Yeah. And we kind of wanted to finish off with just kind of how I started was when you're feeling overwhelmed, usually like when I get overwhelmed and I get anxiety, it's from I'm trying to look at everything at one all together. So I'm looking at all the different businesses and all that's got to be done. I'm looking at the workout I got to do that day. And I'm looking at, you know, I'm trying to eat right. And I'm trying to spend time with my kids and be present with them. And I'm looking at it all. And I start freaking out and getting overwhelmed. But if I just write it down and just really write everything down and, you know, we use the focus planner and I just write my top three priorities for that day. Mm-hmm. If I just get those top three things, I'll feel accomplished. And I know it's moving the needle and it's moving, you know, one of those areas, my priorities ahead. And so that's for me personally, how I, you know, I, whenever I'm like, get that anxiety overwhelm, I stop, try to write everything down and then mm-hmm. really focus and plan.
Yeah. For me, I think, you know, that morning routine that I've talked about over and over and over again, it seems like on this podcast, but, you know, having a morning routine, like, really just sets my day up. Like, if I don't have that morning routine where I'm, you know, having quiet time and journaling and exercising, you know, and writing my three things that are important for that day, then, I mean, the day is kind of wasted for me. It's like...
Yeah.
So I really encourage, you know, everyone to have that morning routine.
And I want to finish with just giving people hope that even if you, whatever you're going through and whatever, you know, if you are feeling overwhelmed and you know, what's going through, whatever you're going through in life, you know, I was reading just recently this week, the book Attributes by Rich DeVinny. And one of the chapters was on grit. And if you go through our office, you'll see we have a big picture thing that says grit on it. And to me, it means a lot. But he had a whole chapter on it because he's a Navy SEAL and a lot of talks about Navy SEALs. But grit is actually not an attribute. It's a combination of multiple attributes. So it's courage, perseverance, adaptability, and resilience. Mm-hmm. And so those, that's what I want to encourage you with. So no matter what you're going through right now, or if you're feeling overwhelmed, or it's just to have some grit. So, you know, I want to have the courage to step up and know that you're going to get through it and attack it. Persevere. So just have that delayed reaction or delayed guard. Know that you just got to work through it. It's going to take time, but you can get through it and then adapt if you need to and have resilience, you know, just power through it. And I think we've said this in many podcasts and, you know, when you and I, you know, a lot of people keep asking us and we started with this that, you know, it looks like, hey guys, how do you manage all that you guys are doing? It's because you and I have a lot of grit. We are very resilient and we will just push through and power through and take our punches, but we don't quit and we just keep fighting. And so, I mean, that's really what a lot of you and I come down to and us getting through a lot of things and getting is just.
And what's really cool is that, you know, having that like in our company and in our culture, that's how our company culture is. Like, you know, and that's what makes us successful here is because everybody in this office has that grit. You know, they're resilient and they, no matter what is thrown at them, they are back up. I don't care what it is.
Storms or fires or people screaming and cussing them out or whatever. They just power through it and mm-hmm. work through it. And so, that's from us, and we really hire and show that. But I agree with you 100%. That's what our culture is made of. So, well, I hope you guys like that. We try to be vulnerable, try to share. Hopefully you can overcome being overwhelmed.
We all feel like this from time to time. So I know that it's something that, you know, is needed out there, and just little tips and tricks that could help you get through, you know, your day or, improve your life, your family, whatever.
Yeah. And so if you guys are appreciating this, liking this info, then please share it. We need you guys to spread the word and rely on our listeners to like it, and because that helps us, our rankings, and so more people see it, so that more people can listen to it, and then also share it. If you think it's something that somebody else could use, please share it, and we appreciate all of you, and have a great week.
Have a great one, guys.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.